Proverbs 20 and verse 3. It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. Once you start reading these proverbs, you start seeing these things all over the place. When somebody does not have a good argument, or when somebody does not have resources, they're helpless. Sort of like that old saying that in a duel of wits, you come unarmed. Heard that saying? I've been there. And here we have in this verse, we have somebody who has learned that since they're helpless in a real sense, that they're quick with their anger. They flare up quickly. If they don't win in the end, at least they've sort of got the other person to stop at least for a while and maybe put them off their guard with their aggressiveness. We get to it tonight. We'll look at what the New Testament says about this. But it is a fool, this helpless person, who is quick to quarrel. If you're quick to quarrel, you do not learn how to become a strong person or a resourceful person. I have that down twice. A quick-tempered man does foolish things, and a crafty man is hated. My dad, this was back in the late 50s, and my dad and my uncle used to bet on the World Series every year. And my uncle, he hated the Yankees. And my dad didn't much care. But by the time the bet was formed, every year, he would get my uncle to give him like 5-to-1 odds, like $100 to 20, that the Dodgers would beat the Yankees in 4 games. And even if occasionally the Yankees lost, they didn't lose in 4 games. And my uncle was always making this foolish bet. And the thing is, this went on for 10 years. To the point that my dad would sort of plan what he was going to spend the money on. Because all my uncle could see was how much he hated the New York Yankees. And he was a little bit quick-tempered. And my dad, every year, end of August, first part of September, he'd say, who do you think's going to win the World Series? Well, not the Yankees. Well, you want to bet a little money on Finally, a patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. You're quick with the temple. Quick-tempered, you don't think things through. You just get angry. And what you say is going to get you into trouble. So just being quick-tempered makes you, by definition, helpless. Because it is not a good strategy in the long term. Another thing that we find out about this helpless person is that he's too busy to listen. Proverbs 10:14, wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. foolish person is so busy talking that they don't have time to go listen to people who really know what they're talking about. And because they're always talking and never listening, they eventually end up doing something rather foolish. They end up helpless with a ruined project or a ruined life, or I want to tell that story about Audrey's mother and my mother sitting in the back seat of our car. Oh, that was something. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. When I used to work in an auto parts store, and one of the mechanics shops that we used to do business with, he was a Jaguar specialist. And I was always trying to sell him Jaguar parts. I never sold him any Jaguar parts, but every time I went into his shop, there were all these Jaguars. And I liked the way they looked, and I thought, well, maybe I can find me an old Jaguar and rebuild it. And I was all hot to do this, and I was trying to get him to give me a lead on one, and he said, how much do you know about cars? And I said, well, not much. But, you know, I'm selling auto parts, and I can talk about it really well. And he said, well, how much do you know about British cars? And I said, well, I don't know a lot about British cars, but I noticed you have a lot of Jaguars in your shop. And I think you're a good mechanic and you're a smart man and you seem to be very successful, so there must be something about these Jaguars. And he said, yeah, there's something about these Jaguars. I'm putting Chevrolet engines in them. That's what makes me smart. And I go, oh. These Jaguar engines are trash, basically. So you have to sometimes be a little on the smarter side, and you have to listen to advice, and I listened to his advice, and I didn't buy one of these Jaguars, although my father's best friend bought one 27 years ago. It's still in his garage. Continuing to Proverbs 15:5, a fool spurns his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction shows prudence. This helpless person spurns his father's correction. Now, nobody likes to be corrected. When you go to school and you turn in a paper, a math exam, for example, or something, and it comes back to your desk, and it looks like somebody took a red paintbrush and just, you know, all over it. It can give you kind of a sinking feeling. But if you're not corrected, and you don't accept that correction, you will never learn the lessons that you need to learn. There are people who think they're getting along in life because nobody ever challenges them. Nobody ever says, I don't think this is the thing to do. I think you should do something else. And they think they're really getting along in life. And they have very, very high self-esteem because everybody tells them what a good person they are. They don't know anything, they can't do anything, but they have wonderful self-esteem. It's because they can't accept correction, and they haven't figured out that everybody that knows them simply is not going to ever help them to get it right. It is a question that you sometimes have to ask yourself. Does anybody seem to care enough about me to tell me when I'm doing it wrong and how I might do it right? And even if you're older and know everything, or you're 14 and know everything, sometimes you have to just sort of look at your life and say, I know I'm not perfect. Why isn't somebody pointing something out? Is it because I simply will not allow it? Am I missing something? Am I missing something that might leave me helpless? As a pastor, I have to make sure that I have a place, somebody who I know will tell me when I'm doing things badly or wrong, or telling me to watch it. I get quite a bit of correction, and it's always painful, but the wise person knows it's got to happen. The fool simply says, I don't like it, it hurts, don't talk to me about these things, just tell me what a wonderful person I am. Proverbs 17:28, a very popular proverb, even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. I don't know how many meetings you've been at, but when I'm at a meeting and there's one person who doesn't say anything, I'm pretty sure he's the smartest guy in the room. Because everybody else who's talked, I know, is not the smartest person in the room because they're not getting it right. So sometimes, even if you are not very bright, you can appear bright if you'll just keep your mouth shut. Proverbs 18:13, he who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. I think if you've been in the church very long, you've been at a meeting where they, or marriage counseling or something, the first thing they tell you is that when you're talking to your spouse, or when you're visiting with your spouse, that your temptation is, instead of listening to what your spouse is saying, you're formulating what you're going to say back when they finish talking. Any of you ever do that? And so, you know, I've done a little marriage counseling, and you'll sit a couple together and they'll start talking back and forth, and it's like they never heard what the other person said, ever. They're just going to make their points. Well, this also happens in business. It happens in every aspect of life, where you get people who are more interested in their point of view and what they're going to say than they are finding out what's really going on. My daughter, who is very, very successful engineer, and I think that the only thing that she, the only advantage she has over other engineers is that she doesn't think that she knows everything. And I went to engineering school, and most of the guys and the women that I knew in engineering school, they were, you know, the brightest kids in their class. They were the brightest kids at college. They get hired at high salaries. They think they're brighter than everyone in the company. And so they're not really interested in what someone on the line might have to say. That ever happened to you, Roger? He's not saying. Well, my daughter, who grew up in the house of a pastor where she had to learn some of these other techniques, she actually listens to what people say. And then if it doesn't make sense, she gets them busted. That's happened more than once. But if you answer before listening, there may be facts that would change what you say. And it can make you look really, really dumb.